from the Sound of Life studios, in this corner, it's Joe Hunter with the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Get ready to ramble!
Got something for you early this morning. You know, we're thinking about the new year already coming up. It's right upon us. People have New Year's Eve parties around. And Trevor's New Year's Eve party was an annual occurrence, of course, with numerous guests arriving. During the evening, a man knocked on the door, was greeted heartily, although no one knew who he was, and was led to where the drinks were in the kitchen. He sat there happily, chatting away for a couple of hours, before a strange light dawned on his face. "You know," he confided to Trevor, "I wasn't even invited to this party. I just came over to tell you that some of your guest cars are blocking my drive. My wife's been sitting out in the car waiting for me to get them moved so that we can go out."
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
The Sound of Life.
I did catch on the news an unfortunate incident where fireworks went into a neighbor's home. I don't know. I think it was just on the news because it happened to me on video. But it reminded me of my dad always told that story. And I think it was around Christmas. Growing up in Raleigh, North Carolina, they grew up in town. I'll tell you a little history about this house. It's amazing. My grandmother and father bought the house during the Depression. I think my dad said it was like $20,000 or something like that, which was probably an exorbitant amount of money in the Depression. My grandfather worked for the Seaboard Railroad, and so my father had a lot of opportunities to travel and get things, you know, that came out of New York, head south on the railroad. So it was fascinating, really, listening to him talk about it and, about my grandfather, who I lost early in my life. But the house stayed with my grandmother and then my aunt until she passed away a few years ago. And it was there in town. Oakwood became a really kind of a place to be that was redone right downtown Raleigh, because they were going to put a three-way through there, and people were like, whoa, wait a minute. Or some kind of highway. They don't call them throughways in North Carolina. But anyway, so they got together, and a lot of people renovated the houses and things like that. She lived in it was the coolest house ever. I wish I could just describe the whole thing, but it was really cool. But my father said he had two brothers. I'm sure that at least one of them, or maybe both of them, were in the front bedroom. So they opened a window, no screen in the window, and they'd chuck fireworks out onto the sidewalk or whatever, which I'm sure was a no-no, even in his day. And so what happened was, my father goes, "Yeah, we're in the bed, you know, we get up early. It's probably Christmas morning early, and they're going to wake up the whole neighborhood with their fireworks." And they fling it, and it doesn't go out the window. It hits the side of the window and bounces back into the bed. So they basically got this going on in the bedroom. This is the way I pictured it. My poor dad, sounding like a war going off. Okay, it probably wasn't really all that bad.
Shazam.
Kind of getting my voice back after being on vacation. Did I eat well? We'll go into that a little bit later on. Boy, dude, whatever. So I was talking about one of the things in the churches, and this may have perked you up a little bit, and it should really, because isn't it true in our churches we work so hard at not being normal? Of course we do. We want to be on fire, you know, for God and things like that. What does that mean? The American church has the temptation to be extraordinary and visibly radical in order to avoid being lukewarm. We don't want to be lukewarm. That very word was used in Revelation, you know, when Jesus was talking to the churches. And the church at Laodicea, you're in either hot or cold. I spit you out of my mouth. We're lukewarm, like lukewarm water. Not very appetizing, is it? But here's the thing. And I'm doing this because I want to encourage you, okay? There is in the Catholic Church a saint by the name of Brother Lawrence. And he's kind of famous, and when I say that name, you may know who I'm talking about already. He was sainted despite not performing any miracles, which I honestly thought was at least a miracle had to be a requirement. Nope. He was made, and I quote, "Lord of the pots and pans." That's right. He spent his life as a glorified short order cook and bottle washer who learned to, as he said, to turn my little omelets in the pan for the love of God. That is it right there. There were others as well, too, but he is absolutely the most famous. Theologians have always had difficulty figuring out how to talk theologically about our humanity and also the humanity of Christ. It's interesting. We just came out of talking about Jesus being born in a manger and all this. Now, this is a thought from a theologian named Julie Canlis. And I just thought it was very, very encouraging. She said early on in her career, she made a decision to study what it means to be human. And she walked into the Regent College Library, past the giant shelves on creation, you know, past all the shelves on anthropology, study human behavior, went instead to the section labeled Christology. Because as Karl Barth says, Jesus is the one Archimedean point given us beyond humanity and is therefore the one possibility of discovering the true nature of what it means to be human. Jesus' mission to reveal God to us and to reveal us to ourselves. And nowhere is this more of a revelation and more evident than in the birth of Jesus Christ, which we just celebrated. Okay. Anyway, it's an amazing, I'll post the article on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page for you, but I will, it's just the way it goes into it. First, I was like, what in the world is she talking about? But she said, you know, when we're anchored in the ordinary, God can show up in extraordinary ways. In other words, our redemption lies not outside of the mundane, but within it. Okay. So anyway, because I was thinking about that whole, that's why I've got some really, really interesting ideas about the wise men and the star and things like that. You got to remember, they just set out. They saw that celestial being guiding them, and they were just now, if Jesus was born a couple of days ago, they were just now, that caravan, just now setting out, following something that was pretty ordinary in the sky. I think they, you know, people are probably looking at it going, man, I've never seen that before. But was it enough? But for them, it was. And that's what they were looking for. Anyway, I just kind of think sometimes when we're really praying and asking God, and she's right, he shows up in extraordinary ways in the ordinary. So be encouraged. And I want to bring in to Cup of Joe Morning Show, Chad Madsen of Unspoken. Yep. We got a couple of big concerts coming up in the area, and Connie Van Cleek had an opportunity to talk to him and ask the question that everybody wants to know. You know, he's a star of a band, Unspoken. They're pretty popular on the radio all over the time. What is a typical day like for you guys?
Well, we'll get up, coffee, we'll hang out, you know, kind of talk about life or business or families, music, whatever. You know, obviously we've got a wonderful crew of guys that helps us set up all of our gear and stuff like that. So we go into the venue and talk to the volunteers, and, you know, if we're on tour with other bands, we're hanging out with them and writing music and, you know, doing some of the work that needs to be done behind the scenes. You know, we'll sound check, which is always kind of a fun part of the day because we'll jam for a while and just have fun playing music. You know, we'll get together at some point most days to pray or read something out of My Utmost for His Highest or something like that, and then play the concert, hang out with people at the end, pray for people. A lot of times we're praying for parents that have kids that are lost. It just kind of depends. Now that we have a bus, we show up, and a lot of times some of the guys will go out, they'll work out at the venue, or they'll go out and get coffee, or, you know, there's the buses to be cleaned. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff. Honestly, it can be a little bit boring if you don't have, you know, something to do because you're waiting around all day, you know, from when you get up until 3 o'clock sound check, and then it's a 7 o'clock show. And so we write a lot of music out on the road, honestly, so there's a lot there. We spend a lot of our time finding some nursery or something to set up speakers and a computer, and we'll write music alongside of Winnie the Pooh and, you know, chairs that are six sizes too small.
Just think about that when they're doing their new song, Just Give Me Jesus. Picture them writing that song, sitting in a nursery at chairs three sizes too small under the gaze of Winnie the Pooh. It may actually have happened. The Just Give Me Jesus tour from Unspoken is coming to our area. And the First Baptist Church here in North Adams, Massachusetts, they said, hey, can you publicize this? Because we got people that go to our church and listen to you. I said, absolutely. Coming up Sunday, January the 20th at 7 p.m., First Baptist Church in North Adams, Massachusetts. And then that Friday, the 25th, right in the Capital Region in Rotterdam at Open Arms Church, 7 p.m. as well, January the 25th. So a couple opportunities there. First Baptist Church in North Adams and then Open Arms Church in Rotterdam. If any of this didn't make any sense to you and you would like to get tickets, I mean, if it did make sense, I guess, or if any of it didn't make sense, you can check it all out. Because we put banners up for the concerts on our mobile apps. So you'll see the Just Give Me Jesus Tour banner on our mobile apps and also at our website, of course, which is soundoflife.org.
The right song at the right time. The Sound of Life.
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse.
The best news ever. I will honestly say it's one of my favorite messages on the record. It's the way I grew up was, you know, be all you can be and, you know, you get what you deserve and work harder and try harder. And it's like, well, wait a minute. What if somebody, which somebody did, but what if they came and told me that, hey, the work's already done, that the fight has already been won. You don't have to try so hard. That's what makes the gospel not just the good news, but the best news ever. So I do think that, you know, like message-wise, it's like a flagship on the record. I love Best News Ever.
Today is the 28th of December. Is that right? I always have to double check and make sure. The 28th of December. So we're wrapping it up, 2018, man. They are going by. Today is Call a Friend Day. Call a friend and then say, are you keeping up with the college bowl games? Do you know how many there are? I could throw that question out there, but then you could look it up on your app pretty quick. 39 bowl games scheduled. And, of course, that includes the national championship. And that starts really this weekend, I guess. You have to weed through all these teams to find out. Oklahoma and Alabama play on Saturday night. Notre Dame Clemson is the first game at 4. Did you know, I was just looking at some of the scores. Syracuse plays tonight. Syracuse plays tonight against West Virginia. Two teams that are probably very similar. Syracuse is favored by 3. They play at the Camping World Stadium. I think that's the old Citrus Bowl in Orlando. Pretty much everything's in Florida. And you're going, yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense. If you're going to entice Syracuse University to play after the season, you probably ought to be in Florida or somewhere like that. The thing that's, besides 39 bowl games and all, I mean, you can't keep up with them all. It's incredible. Most people just kind of watch national championship, you know, that's going on. But did you know that Army, of course, played in a bowl game? This may be the most successful season ever in the history of Army football. Don't quote me on that, but I think it might be right up there. But they have played their bowl game and they won. They beat Houston 70-14. 70 points! Army hasn't scored 70 points in a season since 1938.
Shazam.
That's probably an exaggeration. But
waking up with a cup of Joe on the Sound of Life.
You know, my dad, unfortunately, was one of those people. He was a classic example of a person who believed in Jesus. Believed that he had salvation through the blood of Jesus. But when things got tough, things got real personal, when decisions had to be made at work, he would lean on his own understanding generally. At least that's what I perceived. He would kind of do that. And we know that looking back, how God has provided for us, even when we had a situation where we really couldn't explain it, we didn't see a way out. And every option was exhausted. We tried everything.
The right song at the right time. The Sound of Life.
We're just right on the top of the new year. We're getting ready. It's hard to believe that we're looking at things happening in 2019, planning trips, things like that. We are really celebrating you as a friend of the Sound of Life. Really, because you sacrifice what you have. That's your time to volunteer, your time to pray, and your time to support us financially. Really do appreciate that. For some reason, a lot of people give to nonprofits, especially at the end of the year. And I was going to say, if you're thinking about that, if you're like, Well, if you'll just ask me, I will. So if you would consider a year-end gift, you can give safely, as people do more and more these days, through our mobile apps or online at our website. And that would be soundoflife.org. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, because you have allowed God to work through this radio station as a ministry for almost 34 years. We'll be saying happy birthday coming up January the 9th. At least that's our plan. His name is, where can I find it? What did I say? His name was Brady. Yes, Brady Singer. He's one of those guys. He was quite a baseball player at Florida. You can imagine, you know, you're coming up. When you see these guys playing baseball, Major League Baseball, this spring and summer, you look at that and you think, man, those guys have been playing since they could even hold a bat up. You know, ever since they were kids, they probably love that game. They just breathe it and smell it. And the thing is, if they keep going along and they're good, their parents got to go along with them, too. It's a big deal, and you parents may know about that. Well, Brady Singer recently signed with the Kansas City Royals. Now, I know you're probably not a Kansas City Royal fan. You might be, but this 22-year-old young man had quite a record. He went to the University of Florida, did very well. He got an award, an honor that was presented to the best college baseball player ever. So naturally, you know, they wanted to try. He's got a ways to go, but he did get a signing bonus, and it was over $4 million. So you could see, oh yeah, they wanted him. They got some high hopes for him. But the really cool thing is he wrote a letter to his parents. I mean, you know, they're not that, they can't be that old. They don't look that old, but, and you can check out the video. I'm going to post on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. Jacqueline and Brett are sitting at the counter in the kitchen looking at the letter, holding back tears that specifies all the years that they helped him. You know, Brady said, you know, I know you spent your savings on traveling, equipment, all that stuff, training camps. Think of all the hotels they stayed in, you know. He could have spent that money for something else. I'm sure there were times that you wanted to. I want to thank you for everything you've done to help me reach my dreams. There's absolutely no way I could have done all of this by myself. The Kansas City Royals tweeted out, we have some very special people in our organization, and this is one of them. Brady sure is. He's pretty cool. In the letter, as the mom is reading the letter to dad, you know, and it's very, I mean, that alone, kids, is a very good thing to do, to recognize your parents in a letter. He said, your giving hearts helped to shape my tiny dream into a reality. And then, well, you have to watch the video. No, I'm just teasing. You can watch the video if you want to, but at the bottom of the letter, she gets so choked up you can hardly understand what's going on. But basically what he did was he said, I've paid off your house and I paid off all your bills. So you're free and clear. You can just, he said, spend that money. I think he's, if I got this right, he said, you know, have a little fun with that money. So that was a real big way to say, and the dad's probably sitting there going, that's right, Junior. That's a thank you.
Dang.
Changed. That would be a good thing to be in the new year, and you can start right now. They say don't make resolutions and don't start them on the first of the year. Start them right now. And don't make resolutions. You make plans. And those plans are made up of sub things to do that are easy to get done. Pencil stuff in. That's the thing. You know, people a lot of times they want to, well, I want to make plan. You know, I got to exercise more. Well, you've got to put that in your schedule. Right? I mean, you can't just, it won't just magically happen. You know, things you have to get put in your schedule, and that's the hardest thing to do. Connie Van Cleek had an awesome opportunity to talk to Chad Madsen of Unspoken's right here on Cup of Joe Morning Show. When she asked him about it, is there a song that's very important to you? And he ended up talking about music, a little inside and thoughts from Chad Madsen on music.
A lot of us can put, you know, regular songs, not just Christian songs, like in that vein there too, that'll bring us back to a middle school dance or a time when, you know, something special happened in sports or friends or whatever. But so music is just an interesting, powerful gift that God has given human beings. And But for me, I would say when my boy was probably 2 or 3 years old, I heard Lead Me on the radio. And I went back to my house one day and I looked it up on the internet. And I remember I'm not that emotional of a person, but I did cry in my kitchen there for some reason. The song moved me. By Sanctus Real, and since then I've become good friends with Matt Hammett, who wrote the song, and the other guys in the band too. But I went and I found him at an event, and I told him that song meant something to me. It moved my spirit, and I thanked him for it. And I realized the power of Christian music, you know, is just amazing. It's just really neat to be a part of it, and it's neat to be blessed by it, too.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Chad Madsen of Unspoken is affected, just like you are, by the music that we play. It's pretty cool. So we love Unspoken and their new song, Just Give Me Jesus. And so they're going to be out on the Just Give Me Jesus tour, coming first of all to North Adams, Massachusetts. That's right. First Baptist Church there in North Adams. Coming up Sunday, January the 20th, it starts at 7, and then that Friday, the 25th, over in the Capital Region, Rotterdam, New York, at Open Arms Church at 7. You can go to both concerts if you want, or you can go to either one of those if you're thinking about that. You can check them all out. You can even secure your tickets if you'd like on a banner at our mobile app. Yeah, we got mobile apps. We got banners on them. And of course, we got the Just Give Me Jesus Tour Unspoken banner at our website, soundoflife.org. So you do remember the fire out in Northern California. They didn't call the town Paradise for nothing. When I was checking it out, you know, on the Google Maps, it looked like it was a really, really nice place. I'm sure it will be, but it'll take a while. People aren't going to forget what happened there. That fire happened. It's hard to realize what happened. But the fire was moving so fast, at like 3 football fields. What did they say? In 30 seconds or in a minute or something? It was so fast, people just scrambled to try to get out of their house, and they realized, and usually it was right on top of them, moving that fast. And they tried to get in their car. Some of their cars were on fire already. They got out onto the main road. Now, this is a very rural place. Like, we have a lot of those around here. And the traffic was all jammed up in a standstill. Well, Mickey Huber was in, the worst place at all. She was trying to get out of there. She was due to have a baby in another month. This was on November the 8th. And Mickey was the EMS guy. But he heard on the scanner about a pregnant woman who was going into premature labor. Her name is Anastasia. Her baby wasn't due for another month, but she was feeling the contractions, and she grabbed her mother's 2 dogs, raced to escape the blaze. And Mickey Huber, you know, he was on duty, very difficult time. And, she had a high risk pregnancy anyway. Mickey, the EMS man, arranged a caravan that included 3 police vehicles to rush her to an ambulance. They get out and the traffic's just sitting there. People just all out in the traffic and everything. And she said he was rolling down the windows and screaming, get over, and all this kind of stuff. She actually did not think she was going to make it. I think she actually called her. She had a couple of kids already and a husband. I think she called them to say, I'm not going to make it out of here. But she did. She got to the hospital because of Mickey's efforts, incredible efforts. And they were able to stop the pregnancy. He said, I've delivered 2 babies on my watch, and this one I didn't, and I was glad I didn't. So she had a C-section on December the 12th and gave birth to a full-term healthy girl, which she named after the man she said saved my life. So his name is Mickey, so I guess everything works out okay, right? So, I mean, if it was Bob, it might be a little unusual. Anyway, it's an incredible story, absolutely incredible story. And it was really, really some good news that came out of something that ended up being so devastating. And people came through, including Mickey. So there's a young baby out there, so some years from now, people will be like, you know why your name is Mickey? That's actually pretty cool. I'll post that story on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more
Cup of Joe Morning Show.
It makes me think of my trip coming up. which I just wanted to lay on you and ask for prayer. Very excited. You know, we've been working over the last year or so with a team called Crossover Ministries. You probably remember that name, Crossover Cups. Remember, you're giving to the community center in the Dominican Republic. If you've been on vacation there, it's a great place to go on vacation because they've got those all-inclusive resorts on the beach on the Caribbean Sea. And they're all-inclusive and the exchange rate's incredible and all that. But here's the thing going on inside the country that we didn't know until we started talking with the Crossover Ministries people and raising funds for this community center for children. There's certain age children there. And it's somewhere between, what, 6 and 13, somewhere in that age. But it's a certain age range where they are very vulnerable to succumb to human trafficking. And they're like the third highest in the world. It's amazing. So the people that run the Crossover Cups Ministry, Crossover Ministries, are just really dedicated to providing these community centers where these children can come in and be loved and learn and grow and have a place that they are anchored to, and it works. And you, my friend, help to fund an entire community center. The area is called Lower Zion. I'm about to find out on January the 8th, which is coming up very fast as I'm going to travel to the Dominican Republic. Yes, it's a short-term mission trip. And I don't know exactly what I'll see. I'm sure I'll see the community center, and I want to do some videos at least every day, report to you at least with photographs or video somehow to let you know what is going on there. It's your community center. That's the thing that's so cool. You are taking care of these kids. I might end up going to the dump a lot of countries, including Mexico, Philippines, Ethiopia, Dominican Republic, as it turns out. A lot of these countries have people who live on these massive garbage dumps. Why would they do that? Because it's the only hope that they have of making some money, because they can take things out of the trash and the government will give them a few pennies or pesos or whatever it is, bottles, things like that. So they basically, that's the way the government recycles. It's kind of the way it is. It's one of the big projects to do there. Of a group that will be there. So I'm not exactly sure if I'm going to be in that or not. I don't know what it'll entail, but it'll be from the 8th, which is on Tuesday. If I get out the new calendar here and take a look at it, it will be Tuesday through, I'll come back on Sunday. So I only miss a few days from you, but hopefully it'll be very fruitful. And if you pray for me and, you know, things will be going along okay, just It's a great eventful trip, just like the wise men set out. Just think about that. I think about that months and months after Christmas. The wise men were just kind of getting going good, setting out on their journey, their adventure with God, really, to find his son, the promised Messiah. You know, looking at those stars at night and those celestial alignments and things. They were following that star, as the song says. So anyway, that's what it's going to be. So I just wanted to lay that on you, and I'll be talking about that up until the time I leave. They Crossover Ministries covers my expenses there. The Sound of Life paying for my airfare down, which, you know, get a pretty good deal when you go out of Kennedy. It's the nice thing about living a couple hours from Kennedy Airport. You can fly to there to anywhere in the world. So it's going to be quite an adventure to see. So thanks for letting me go. I appreciate that very, very much.
Hey, this is Jeremy Camp, and I want to encourage you guys to support your local radio stations, because I've been doing this for 12 years now, and I've heard multiple stories of not only songs that I've put out, but multiple songs from other people and songs that I ministered in my own heart, where people have been driving down the road and I get these emails saying, hey, I heard your song on the radio. I pulled over. I was going through this difficult time. I lost my mom. I lost my dad or lost my spouse, and I heard There Will Be a Day, or whatever song it may be, but I heard that story in particular, and it ministered, and it gave me hope, and it gave me just a understanding that, hey, if someone else can walk through this, and God's hand of faithfulness can pull them through, I'll be okay, and our hope is in Christ and in heaven. And you hear these stories all the time. We need each other. We need radio stations. We need the artists. We need everybody working together, because we're reaching millions of people around the world. So we need your support. So please help support your local Christian station.
With 2019 just days away, I mean, you know, and it's time probably to make your regular annual good resolutions. And next week you begin paving the way with, well, shall we say, a diet to start the new year. This is pretty awesome right here. And it has been specifically formulated to help you as a woman cope with the stress that builds during the day. And women all over are saying that it really, really works. And then, okay, so here it is. I'm just going to lay it out real quick. I'll post it maybe on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. You'll understand why I said that in a minute. For breakfast, starting off great, simple breakfast with a grapefruit, one slice of whole wheat toast, and one cup of skim milk. It'll get you going. It's just enough to get you going. For lunch, we have a small portion of lean steamed chicken with a cup of spinach, a cup of herbal tea, and one biscuit, one penguin biscuit. Okay, now we're gonna slide in that afternoon tea. Figure if it's good enough for our cousins in the UK, then good enough for us. Basically, you start out with the rest of those biscuits from the package, and you have a tub of your favorite ice cream with the chocolate topping. That's that afternoon tea right there. Now we're getting it talking. Now for dinner, we're wrapping it up right here, probably with as much sweet tea as you can drink, or if you prefer, you know, a jug of your favorite soda, two loaves of garlic bread, one family-sized Supreme pizza, and three Snickers bars to top it off. And let's not forget the late-night snack, which is the cheesecake eaten directly from the freezer, as you can only do. There we go, right there. Remember, distressed, spelled backwards, is dessert. That is your New Year diet from
the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
I love coffee.
The sound of life.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.